This is Strictly John Keith on City Talk 105.9.
Talking about greats, can I just ask you something which I have a rather personal interest in? Bob Paisley, obviously a fantastic manager, on trophies won per years in charge, the most successful manager ever in English football, 19 trophies in 9 seasons. When we did our stage show, Bob Paisley, Reluctant Genius, at New Brighton Floral Pavilion last September, the question of a statue for Bob was raised and the whole audience stood up and gave a standing ovation. And I just wondered if there's any possibility, the new Anfield is now being built, is there any possibility of a statue for Bob ever being created?
It isn't something that we've discussed, I'll be honest, but what we have been talking about, we have a working group within the club that have been looking at the new development overall, because it's more than the main stand, you know. It's a transformation of that fantastic stadium. And one of the things we've been looking at is how we do, you know, what we do put in, and not just, you know, outside statues, but in the tunnel.
The whole heritage.
You know, well,
thing.
How do you retain, you know, when a player comes to Anfield now, you know, the sign is there, obviously that will always be there, but how do you, because we're rebuilding that whole infrastructure in the Undercroft where the changing rooms are, everything will change down there.
Right.
And we, you know, we have a group of people looking at what we might do within there and what we might do around the stadium. So it's certainly something we will consider as part of that. And, you know, we want the sort of 21st century Anfield to retain as much of the original Anfield as possible, but at the same time, you know, celebrate what is a great iconic stadium in
indeed,
world football.
Yeah.
And you know, we know from the Shankly statue that you don't need to walk past it on match day and see the thousands and thousands of fans day in, day out, not just match days, who come far and wide to take a photo. It's probably one of the most, you know, photographed things in Liverpool, I would imagine.
But I'm sure if ever you decided to do a one for Bob, the public backing would be phenomenal. It really would. So if I can just throw that into the working party.
I think you already have.
Thanks, Ian.